13 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I have now a very special guest. In fact, two to introduce you to in the first part of the afternoon show. And it's a huge welcome to my special guests from the Democratic Alliance, Ayabonga Zwane and Privy Makan. Lovely to have you both in the studio on this happy Thursday. And the reason that I thought it would be appropriate to have you in at this juncture, particularly Ayabonga, is because, well, you've got a public meeting this evening or late afternoon, 6 o'clock at the La Motan Hotel. And I've been fielding calls for a couple of days now, people wanting to know, what do I know about this guy? Who's he? What's he? I said, I know nothing. Nothing. But I want to find out. So you're here and we have the opportunity now to chat. So welcome. And Privy, of course, I think everyone in the Greater Ballito area knows who you are. But it's interesting times politically, hey? I mean, everything is up in the air and there's change afoot and a lot of the change comes with a certain amount of trepidation and fear. And are we going in the right direction and what's happening now with Ward 6? So why don't you set the scene, Privy, because you kind of got a handle on things.
Good afternoon, Dave, and good afternoon to the listeners of 88FM. So, yeah, I'm very excited to be on your platform today, but obviously with my newest colleague and just introducing him to the residents of Ward 6 Ballito. So there's a by-election that's going to be happening on the 11th of September. And basically, Dave, and for the listeners, what triggered the by-election was on the 29th of May, we went to the national and provincial elections. And the ward councillor for Ward 6 Ballito, Tammy Colley, she ended up moving to the provincial legislature as an MPL. And in terms of the Electoral Act, once a ward councillor vacates a seat, a vacancy is declared and a by-election is triggered within 90 days.
And the incoming candidate doesn't necessarily automatically go, well, the candidacy doesn't go to the party that vacated, is that right?
Absolutely not. So it is a democracy a vacancy opens up and every political party is in a position to contest for that ward.
So, and I think that's why there's a lot of interest in what's happening in Ward 6, because it's traditionally been a very safe Democratic Alliance ward. And I suppose the idea is to retain the ward. And so, Ayabonga, that's where you come in. Yes. You are, what is it, a candidate councillor, a prospect councillor? What do they call you?
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning.
Thank you, Dave, for having me over, and thank you to the listeners. I'm currently the candidate. I'm the prospect councillor. I'm still a candidate.
Okay.
Yes, and I'm representing the Democratic Alliance.
So let's find out a little bit about you, because I think it's important that that people that are wondering about where to cast their votes and who they are talking about. Because essentially the ward councillor, although it is a position and I suppose notionally it doesn't really matter who occupies the position as long as it is a party stalwart, but that's not really true, is it? I mean, it's very much the ward councillor is a personality driven position and people want to relate to that person, don't they?
Yes.
So how did you come to be put forward as ward councillor for Ward 6?
Okay, Dave. First of all, I've been a resident of Ballito since 2011, if I'm not mistaken. And I have been actively been involved with the Democratic Alliance since 2021. And I have been an activist, and I currently serve as the branch chair of the Democratic Alliance between Ward 30 and Ward 4, which is Shaka's Head, and the ward in Driefontein. So I've done a lot of activist work. I've done a lot of work within the party. I've served as a ward committee in Ward 30, which is the councillor there is Jack Abrahams. So I would say that I have been doing a lot of work with the Democratic Alliance for quite some time now.
Okay. Now I want to ask you a question. And some people are going to say, why do we keep going back to... But I mean, it is an obvious question. How important is the issue of race in politics these days in South Africa?
You know, Dave, I am someone who does not entertain race, unless it is directly directed to me. So when it comes to race and politics, to me, it's something that doesn't faze me, and I really don't even take note of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the reason I ask this is because I have an idea that we have been trying for a long time to push beyond the obvious barriers of race and culture and sex and all of these things. And yet politicians are probably the most ardent supporters of divisions that are either cultural or tribal or racial, or, and it ultimately becomes very divisive in that kind of way. The Democratic Alliance, I presume, has been often pilloried by those that continue to look at race as a quotient, as being a very white party. Do you believe that your nomination is token in that respect, or do you believe that we've gone beyond this?
I believe we have gone beyond that, because when we applied for this position, there were like five of us, if I'm not mistaken. And I believe I was the only African guy. And we went through a vigorous process with the Democratic Alliance. And the person who came out tops obviously was selected as the candidate.
Okay.
And when people say that the Democratic Alliance is a whites-only party, to me, it is people who are disgruntled with the Democratic Alliance and who really don't like the Democratic Alliance, because I don't believe that the Democratic Alliance, it is a whites-only party. We have so many people of color who are in leadership positions in the Democratic Alliance.
And what attracted you to the Democratic Alliance?
It is the vision, you know, the DA's vision and the way that they carry about doing their work and how they do their political work.
I notice you still use the term they, not we. Is that because you're not yet a councillor?
See,
the thing is, one needs to be positive in life,
yeah,
and accept the fact that you are going to be, I think, the next ward councillor. But maybe we're jumping the gun here. Privy, you've been looking at me jumping around like, I want to say something.
You know I love my voice, Dave.
Yeah, no,
so I definitely want to say something.
Yeah.
And, you know, the race question is a very, very interesting one. And I think we are one of the only political parties that pride ourselves on fit for purpose. And I'll use an example. Chris Pappas, I mean, I've spoken about him previously on your show. And I remember him creating an analogy, and he basically said, you know, when you get on a plane, you don't go and you ask, is the pilot black or white or Indian or colored? Can he actually fly a plane? You know, when your geyser bursts at home, it's exactly the same. You don't ask for a white plumber or a black plumber. It's about who can do the job the best. And I think one of the things about us as a Democratic Alliance, and certainly I think for someone like Ayabonga, who's been involved in two structures, so he's been involved from a party structure as a branch chairperson, but he's also been involved from a ward committee perspective. So he's been involved with Councillor Abraham's ward committee, and that's from a governance perspective. And I think that he brings both of those and synergizes them, because, you know, having observed how local government functions as a ward committee member and understanding the values of the DA specifically around good governance, I think he can definitely bring those to the table, and then obviously aligning to the values of the DA, specifically around diversity, fit for purpose, all of that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that all makes total sense to me. Getting back to you, Ayabonga, mm-hmm. Presumably there are other candidates standing in Ward 6 for the election. I've seen one other poster. The ANC has put up a candidate. Who else is being represented?
According to my knowledge, it's only two parties.
So just the two of you?
It's just the two of us.
Okay. And presumably this afternoon, those that are listening to this and wondering whether they are going to benefit from coming to your meeting this afternoon, for the benefit of those listening, what are they going to be able to glean from the meeting this afternoon, and why is it important that people that are interested attend?
It's very important for people to actually attend the meeting so that they can get to meet the candidate, you know, and they can get to know the candidate better, and also to post their questions that they would love to ask the candidate, and I'll be able to answer them accordingly. And also we have a guest speaker who's going to be joining us on this public meeting, which is Martin Mayer. He's the current MEC of Public Works and Infrastructure. So okay. I think it would be a good platform for residents to actually come to the meeting, and we can just talk and discuss matters, you know.
And what is your, presuming you become the next ward councillor for Ward 6, what is your vision for the next couple of years?
I would say the things that I would love to achieve in the next coming years, it is the public drinking that is happening in our area, you know. There's a lot of public drinking that is happening in our area, particularly behind the Esangweni building. There are a lot of people that are drinking there, and I don't think it is a good sight in our town and in our village, because we have a lot of tourists coming in, and if you see people just drinking on the streets, it doesn't look nice. Eh? And also, I would say that the electricity problem that is happening in our ward, and I would say that it's happening almost throughout Gwadubusa, you know. Those are some of the issues that I would love to address and to keep the resident at par as to what is happening in the electrical department when it comes to the upgrades of substations and all of those things. And another thing that I would really like to address and to bring the municipality, it is the problem with streetlights, because we have a lot of streetlights that actually burn throughout the day, and that is costing the municipality money.
Mm-hmm.
And also the problem with potholes, you know. Those are some of the issues that I would love to address. And I would say that I'm willing to work with all stakeholders in the community to address all these social problems that we do have in our community.
One of the problems that I raised with your predecessor, and I'm already sort of pre-jumping the gun here a little bit maybe, but looking positive for you, let's just say that there are issues that are maybe not incredibly important in the scheme of things. I'm sure that there are more important issues. But if you're a resident of Ward 6, as I am, and you have, when the power goes out, which it does on a regular basis, if you have in the vicinity neighbors with generators that are completely ungoverned, in other words, no noise governance, no diesel governance, no, there is no bylaw apparently that it pertains to this kind of thing. Now, you know, it's a serious issue because I happen to be involved, so for me it's a serious issue, but I know lots of people that have done intense studies, particularly of diesel fumes, which are carcinogenic, no doubt. What would your position be if I was to say to you, Ayabonga, when you get elected, are you going to sort out the generators?
That, Dave, is a very complex question.
Why?
Because as you stated earlier, there is no bylaw that actually...
Actually, there is.
There is.
It's a public nuisance bylaw, it's just not implemented.
It's just not implemented.
In fact, your predecessor said to me, listen, good luck if you think you're going to get anyone out to actually come and do anything. You know, you can phone them with pleasure, but what are you going to do?
I'm going to ask Privy to please answer that on my behalf, because it is a very tricky question, I must say.
Look at Ayabonga already throwing me into the into the pan. Hey, wow, typical politician. Dave, you know, I do concur with Ayabonga to some degree that it is a complex issue, but I think the one thing that I must emphasize from the onset is that no issue.
But why is it a complex issue, Privy? It's very simple. There's a problem. There must be a solution.
Absolutely. So, Dave, let me emphasize that no issue is less important than another, because you are our constituent and it is an issue that affects you, so it is relevant.
Well, it affects everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And for some people, it may not be that high up on the scale of importance, but for you...
But it's an example.
Absolutely.
Okay, so there'll be others.
Absolutely. And so there is a public nuisance bylaw. It is the implementation of it that is a challenge at the moment. Mm. I think for us, what it would be, Dave, is to synergize that bylaw with other bylaws, specifically around things like your building control bylaw. Because when people build and construct new places... generators and entities like that go into a new build should be some mechanism in there that says actually it can't be harsh and it can't.
Well, exactly. All of the estates have got exactly that kind of bylaw in place. It should be the same type of. It's not like you're reinventing the wheel. It just needs will and willingness to engage, which a ward councillor, I presume, a responsible ward councillor, is prepared to do. Which is why I asked the question. Maybe it was a trick question. It wasn't really intended to be, but there it is. It's one of those things. So. I mean, time is always against us in these matters. I just really wanted to take the opportunity to invite you into this forum because, you know, importantly, I think communication is kind of key critical.
Yes.
In matters political, especially local politics. And we have a very good relationship with the Democratic Alliance and with Privy, and I hope to develop a similar relationship with you going forward. I wish you success.
Thank you. Because
bottom line is, I think new brooms sweep clean, as they say in the classics, and you've got the passion of youth on your side, although I presume you are mature enough to understand the issues, which is also important.
Yes.
And you are a resident of the greater Ballito area, and I wanted to ask you one final thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Zulu thing.
Just what
surname.
I am not Zulu. Eh?
Oh, Zwane, is that? Oh, really?
I'm not Zulu. I do have a Zulu surname, but I'm not Zulu.
Well, that's confusing because I did a little bit of a background and I wanted to ask you a little bit about Mangete. And
yeah, you can ask me.
Ncho. What are these Izitagazelo?
Oh, Izitagazelo is amu Mangete Ncho. It's a little bit cool.
Okay. So you're not Zulu, but you still pay homage to the ancestors.
I have to.
I like that. I think it's important, you know, drawing the line across all of these things. Yeah. We are all, you know, completely under the marvelous cloak of unity. There's plenty of room for all of us to have our different religious and social and cultural beliefs, and that what makes us stronger, I think, is this magnificent blending of our strengths.
Yeah.
Privy, one final wrap-up from you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the platform, Dave. We very, very much appreciate it. And then for me, it's just to encourage voters to please come out on the 11th of September, Ballito Library, and cast your vote and keep your ward DA. Thank you.
And there it is. One final word from you, Ayabonga.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dave, for the platform, as previous said. And as previous said, once again, I urge people to please come out on the 11th in the numbers to come and vote for the Democratic Alliance, of course. And today, please make your way to the Lamontown Hotel at 6 p.m. for our public meeting.
And there it is, my special guest, Ayabonga Zwane, who is the ward councillor candidate for Ward 6. The election's coming up on the 11th of next month. And Privy Makan, ward councillor for Ward
22. You'll get it right.
Numbers, you know. I was never good with numbers. Words, give me words. But lovely to chat. If you missed the conversation and would like to hear it, it'll be up as a podcast very shortly on our podcast platform, which is either on the website or the app, which is probably preferable. Just download from the App Store, Free Radio Life and Style. Go to the afternoon show and look for the photograph of the lovely Privy Makan and the very attractive and handsome Ayabonga Zwane. I'm not going to be in the photograph to spoil it, but you'll be able to hear the conversation there. Thank you again to my special guests, and the afternoon show continues.